HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The ban on construction work and offline classes in Delhi was extended to all cities falling in the National Capital Region, the Commission on Air Quality Management has announced. Trucks carrying non-essential supplies will not be allowed to enter the national capital, it said. The orders mention strict enforcement of the ban on diesel generator sets. Industries using fuel are only allowed to run if they use gas or will need to close. 6 of 11 thermal plants within a 300 km radius of Delhi will have to stop till November 30. No vehicle of more than 10 years, diesel, and 15 years, petrol, can ply. The Central Bureau of Investigation is an autonomous body, not controlled or regulated by the Union Government, Attorney General K.K. Venugopal submitted before the Supreme Court. Venugopal was seeking dismissal of West Bengal's petition for debarring CBI from lodging cases in the state without its consent or prior approval. Venugopal said that CBI operates under the Delhi Special Police Establishment Act. He said that it also derives its authority to register cases under the same law. He also said the centre cannot take accountability or responsibility for what CBI does. Pfizer Incorporated has signed a deal with a UN-backed group to allow other manufacturers to make its experimental COVID-19 pill. This move could make the treatment available to over half of the world's population. This follows a similar move by Merck and company. Pfizer said it would grant a license for the antiviral pill to the Geneva-based medicines patent pool. The pool would let generic drug companies produce the pill for use in 95 countries. The deal excludes some large countries that have suffered devastating coronavirus outbreaks. Myanmar's military authorities have announced that detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi will be prosecuted for electoral fraud and abuse of power. They are preparing new charges as a judge set a date for delivering the first verdict in her trial. Suu Kyi is facing 11 criminal cases with maximum sentences that total more than a century in jail. Those include corruption and violating the Official Secrets Act. A court in the capital Naypyidaw set a November 30 date for delivering the first verdict in the cases against her, on the charge of incitement. A key part of a Singapore tribunal's order will be the mainstay of Amazon.com's legal defense against allegations by Future Retail Limited, FRL, directors. Future has said the e-commerce giant hid facts to secure antitrust approval for a 2019 deal to buy a stake in a group company that gave it an indirect stake in FRL. The US online retailer is looking to present its case before the Supreme Court during a scheduled hearing on November 23. The legal team is drafting a fresh argument over the Competition Commission of India's approval. The Delhi High Court has ruled that CCI has 2 weeks to decide.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.